Okay, welcome to the Board of Adjustment meeting for July 11th, 2017, or 19, I'm sorry. Wishful thinking, I guess, for the City of Bettendorf. Roll call, please.
Clements, Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Spranger. Tom Burks.
Here.
We have a quorum, so we can proceed. Before we go into the regular agenda, I thought it would be appropriate to note that Norm Voliger, the former chairman of this body, passed away July 4th.
Yes, sir.
At 10 o'clock in the morning, right before the parade started. He has served on the Board of Adjustment for many years and was the chairman for a few years, and has served on many other boards in the City of Bettendorf, and he'll be sorely missed, and I think we should keep he and his family in our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Anybody have any comments? That's fine, but that's, I thought we should open that way.
No, it's proper that we remember him this time, because he was not only a big part of this organization, but a big part of the City of Bettendorf, not just the city, but entire
Okay, this is the Board of Adjustment for the City of Bettendorf. Tonight there's three members here. We review items properly brought before us. We're normally in a position to be able to vote on those items, and we'll proceed to do so. Let's see. How about the minutes of the last meeting of May 9th?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We have, well, looks like four items on the agenda tonight. The first is a public hearing on case number 19-048, 999 Middle Road. It's a C2. It's a variance to increase the allowable size of an electronic programmable sign from 100 square feet to 150 square feet, bought by Acme Sign Company. Do we have a notice of publication?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This involves the Big Ten Mart, as you stated, at 999 Middle Road. It's across the street from the main entrance to Duck Creek Plaza. It involves the property that's highlighted in yellow in the graphic being displayed. In 2014, this board allowed and authorized the owner to utilize 100 square feet of 150 square foot programmable portion of their sign. And they have been doing so for all these years and have abided by that requirement. And this is what the sign looks like currently. As you can see, on each end of the sign, there is a blank strip that was not being utilized. There was discussion at the time that it was allowed that this was a unique situation due to the fact that this actually serves as an interstate sign adjacent to the I-74 corridor. There's also some discussion that this might be something that the board would be receptive to revisit in the future if there were no complaints that were generated as a result of this sign. Staff can tell you that they have amazingly complied with that over all these years, even though they probably could have energized the rest of that sign and staff not have seen it. They would like to utilize the rest of it, and it would look like that instead. I believe that probably just shows you the difference. Instead of the two small strips on each end of it, they would utilize the full area. I think the board wanted to see how this worked out to the begin with, and they are now coming back. Now is probably a good time with the reconstruction and reconfiguration of the I-74 corridor. They're going to be adding more lanes, doing some straightening, a lot of things going on up there. And perhaps the sign would be better readable from their standpoint if it's totally utilized. So that is their request.
Any questions of staff from the board? Anybody wish to speak in favor of this application? Yes, sir. Please state your name and make your comments.
Doug Jarvis with Acme Sign. And I guess I, in talking ahead of time with before we filed for using the rest of the sign, John was sounded like he was pretty amiable and would speak well of the owners and how the owners had operated the sign. And they had asked to come down here and address you people also like they did originally. And I felt that possibly I could stand in for them and that would be enough. And like John said, they have never once tried to utilize the whole sign. There hasn't been any complaint about brightness. It has automatic dimming. They have advertised special things for the Bulldogs and have been a good corporate citizen. And when the best of my recollection, when we had the initial meeting, it was that the board would revisit the enlarging of it, and or there was a talk about changing the ordinance to make that fit within the ordinance, and that had not come about. So I would please that you would grant this request.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak opposed to it? Hearing none, what's your pleasure?
I have no questions or comments.
Okay. I don't either.
So I would make a motion that we approve the application, case 19-048 at 999 Middle Road, as submitted.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
That's approved then.
Are we able to make little comments?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, I happen to be at the property today. I missed lunch and I stopped just to grab a snack. I have to say that the traffic there is unbelievable. Just a suggestion, because you have such a short distance between turning in and going either into the store or into the gas tanks, that I can't believe that there hasn't been a lot of accidents there, because it was unbelievably busy, and this was 1:30 in the afternoon. So it wasn't like 7 a.m. or 5 p.m. So all I'm going to say is, if they ever have an idea of traffic flow, that would be my suggestion to them, because right now it is a cluster, really.
You know where most of the wrecks or the problems have actually been there? Starbucks.
Oh, I believe that,
they
too.
We have replaced the directional sign like 4 times.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. So that, I'm just saying, that is definitely a concern, that entranceway, because of the gas station and Starbucks being so close to the actual entrance, and a light. So it's just a fair warning that we probably should look at that some point.
Sure. If John or the city or you would have any suggestions, I'm sure that we could address them to them, but I'll also bring that up to them.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a light, the timing of the light.
Sure.
I just think that it was probably the first time in a long time that I actually had to turn left into that gas station right there. And, oh, my gosh, it was scary. Yeah. I will tell you, it was very scary.
It's unbelievably busy there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good comments.
And again, John, if you have any suggestions or Gwen does.
Will do.
Please let us know, and I'll relay them or have them get a hold of you. Thank you.
Oh,
I don't go there. Okay. Second matter is case 19-049. It's 4805 Kenilworth Drive. It's an R2, and it's a variance to allow a 6-foot fence in the required front yard, and submitted by Travis Phyllis. Staff comment, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the intersection of Kenilworth and 18th Street. The applicant would like to place a 6-foot-high fence adjacent to the property lines that are adjacent to Kenilworth and to 18th Street. And the graph is showing the black and yellow highlight outline of where they would like to place the 6-foot-high fence. Directly across the street, there is a 6-foot-high fence adjacent to 18th Street. No, first of all, this is what's currently at that location, a 4-foot-high fence. And it continues to go that far north and continue on for several more properties. You're standing just at the edge of the applicant's property, viewing north on 18th Street here. Directly across the street, there is a 6-foot-high fence, but as you can see, it is 15 foot back from the front property line. And it does have the required landscaping every 25 feet is required by the ordinance if it is within a required front setback. There are also now just turning, looking the other direction on 18th Street and staying on the same side of 18th Street, 6-foot fences, but they are also set back 5 feet from the property line adjacent to 18th Street. 18th Street is indeed a major thoroughfare through the city. It's 4 lanes. Kenilworth Drive, however, is a residential street. The board has been receptive with some types of setbacks along major thoroughfares for 6-foot-high fences. There's several 6-foot-high fences adjacent to the 53rd Avenue corridor. They too have a setback of varying degrees on each side. So I believe that summarizes the request, and be glad to answer any questions if the board has any.
Are there any questions from the board for the staff?
So, and this comes up later too. So when the adjacent properties have a 4-foot or a 6-foot, can it end somewhere and it goes back to a 4-foot, or it has to stay a 6-foot? So I'm just aesthetically looking at that, since it looked like the picture had 4 foot.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be 6 foot, then it would drop down to a 4 foot.
Then you would have
the neighborhood.
That corner, which is right in here, this property is back here. If approved, that would be up to 6 foot. And then for the rest of the way north on 18th Street, all the other ones would be 4 foot.
And there are other parts of the city that have that same 6-foot to 4-foot drop property to property.
I'm not recalling any.
I can't think of any.
Well, the reason I ask is because it seemed like it's either all 6 or it's all 4, not 6 to 4.
Actually, I think right now this fence is 3 foot. It's just a foot smaller than the rest. 4 foot is allowed. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to put any landscaping or anything. So what these fences adjacent to this property have done meets the city code.
So it's really about the aesthetics and the setback being a 6 foot?
Yes, yes. And I would add, sometimes there's a confusion. Code states that you may not have the 6-foot-high fence in the required front setback. So in this district, the front setback is 25 feet. If you go 25 feet and you want to put up a 6-foot-high fence, you can. It meets code. That's not the required front setback. Nobody does it. Okay. Nobody puts a fence back 25 feet.
Anyone wish to speak in favor of this application?
I do.
You do?
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. That's fine.
Dad is out of town, so that's why you get this and these. So
that's all right.
I'm just going to read what we put on our application just for everybody, because I'm not going to say it right. Can you stand right here by me, please? Okay. So we're requesting the variance of the 6-foot fence for the safety and privacy of our small children. Our house sits on a corner lot that not only sees a tremendous amount of vehicle traffic, but also walking traffic as well. Our main concern is not being able to secure the backyard to the point that we feel our small children are able to secure. I'm like shaking. Chimerisima. Our main concern is not being able to secure the backyard to the point that we feel our small children are not only out of arm's reach from bystanders, but also the view of unwanted and suspicious eyesight. We're trying our best to build a safe home for our children where they are to grow up and feel secure in their own living space. So the setback, like going into the yard, I'm all for, you know, following what everybody else does and following the rules. We're not trying to be rule breakers, I promise. If we set back the fence for the requirement to make the 6 foot, we'd have like this much yard. Yeah. So we just don't have much yard to work with. So that's our main reason for doing it, not following the structure. That's it. I'm throwing cookies. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of it? How about opposed? I don't see anybody opposed either. So what's the feeling of the commission?
Just another question. So, and again, this I'm reading the city's recommendation again. So if 4 foot's required, and I mean, I understand the point a lot about the 6 foot, the small children, high, you know, a heavily traveled road, and the 6 foot being on the other side. So I just, again, if the city, if we're fine with it having 6 foot in one place and then 4 foot the next, and then what if 3 neighbors down go 6 foot again? And that's the only thing that I look at is after looking at the property and, you know, I knowing their concern, I agree with their concern, but I also know that we're trying to have some kind of standard. So I just, if the city's not worried about that and it could end up having a precedence for other neighbors, I just want to make that point because I want to make sure we, you know, have a safe family and a safe neighborhood, but does that matter? And I just want to know maybe the opinions of, you know, my fellow board members.
Well, I would say that my main concern is one of yours, one of continuity, and establishing precedents. Fences are something that we spend a lot of time with in this body.
Right.
And when mistakes of setting precedents to, you know, are doing things that can just blow up and expand throughout the community are things we try to avoid, you know. So I'm concerned, I mean, just because when you look at the site and when I was out there and, you know, that 4 foot fence goes on for a number of miles.
Right. Yeah, that's the only reason I bring it up.
It seems to obscure, very honestly, from the street, I was in my vehicle, but from the street, I couldn't see anything, you know, in the backyard to speak of. So, I mean, from a site standpoint, it's hard to imagine that, you know, I mean, I appreciate a parent's safety concerns.
Right.
But I look at this and I think this is probably, in my view, one of these things that could blow up on us over time and blow up on the community over time.
Well, I think that because there's two factors, too. It's not only disrupting the continuity of the look of the street, but it's also not adhering to the 25-foot setback. So that's the only, you know.
Several things, yeah.
Yeah, it's not just one. So that's the hard part about this is, you know, again, 3 doors down could say they want a 6 foot, and then all of a sudden we have this disruptive look to our neighborhood, which would also affect the property value and, you know, other things that could come down the line. So anyway, that's where my thoughts are at the moment.
I guess I agree as far as that's concerned, but also on Kenilworth, that's not a heavily traveled road, and we've stayed away from 6 foot fences along secondary roads or whatever you want to call them. So I would think we would not want 6 foot fence there, and I would think that 4-foot fence is more consistent with the rest of the fences. And I too, I mean, I understand the concerns, but at least driving by, you can't see much because of all the, there's a certain amount of vegetation that aids the fence and prevents right. vision. So I find it that would be a difficult step for me to go to a 6-foot fence there. So that's kind of my feeling. So. Anybody want to make a motion?
I guess I'm going to make a motion that we deny the application in case 19-049.
And please know this is a difficult decision because the safety of children would always be in the forefront of our decisions. But unfortunately, I think that you know, we have to take into consideration the look of the neighborhood and the property value. So I will agree. I'll second.
So roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Tombergs?
Yes.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
Yep. The next two I think we can probably take together.
I think so too, Mr. Chairman.
It's case 19050. It's 5762 Daniel Drive, Danelle, I guess, Drive. It's a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence in the required front yard submitted by Damian Brunt. And the second would be case number 19051. It's at 5738, which is right next door. And that's a request for the same thing by June Schindler, I'm sorry, Revocable Trust. Staff comments, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to summarize what the chairman is saying, we're going to take both of these cases together this evening. Location is either at the intersection or near the intersection of Thunder Ridge Road and Devil's Glen Road. This particular one is the one lot north of the corner lot. The applicant would like to place a 6-foot high fence immediately adjacent to the property line that is adjacent to Devil's Glen Road and the recreation trail. As you can see, all the way up and down on that side of the street, there is a 10-foot recreational trail behind or on the Devil's Glen Road side of the two homes in question. There's certainly enough right-of-way for Devil's Glen to become a four-lane road in the future, and staff fully expects that that will happen sometime in the future. It is not currently in our 5-year CIP plan. The recreational trail, as I stated, is 10 foot wide. That's the widest recreational trail that we install within the city. And the traffic counts on Devil's Glen Road are becoming more and more each year, especially with the onset of all the businesses going up in the area of the sports complex. It is becoming a very heavily traveled roadway. So it is exactly the same request for the lot on the south side. The only difference being they're probably only going to put the fence up on the northern one half of that property line because of the landscaping that currently exists at that lot. I believe that summarizes the case. Unless you have any questions, I'd be glad to clarify anything. Yes, sir.
I have a question. Further north in that same development, stretching from Hopewell South,
mm-hmm.
there is a vinyl fence. No, from Hopewell South, yeah. Well, the fence goes around the corner, too. I was
yep.
mainly concerned about the Hopewell side, or the Devil's Glen side.
Yes, sir.
There's a what looks like a 4-foot fence,
yes, sir.
Which would have met code, vinyl fence that was installed by the developer
yes.
originally. I do not recall whether or not we were requested to act on a variance for that fence or not?
No, we were not.
We were not.
No.
A 6-foot fence was not requested there.
No.
Okay, I couldn't remember that at the time.
I actually spoke to the developer about this, and it's his intent to continue that fence.
Okay. The 4-foot?
Yes.
That was my question, too, because we're back to the same discussion we just had with a long 4-foot fence suddenly becoming a 6-foot fence, but maybe not the whole way because of the other development that's going up there. So that's just my concern again.
Surprisingly, we've had complaints about a 4-foot fence up there, now that you mentioned that. And this developer did indeed put that section at the corner at an angle to give better line of sight, and people still complain about coming up to that stop sign and looking down. I think some of that might be on our head because we painted the stop mark in the roadway so far back that it puts you behind the fence.
Oh.
You can easily creep forward and safely go out there without having any line
or
of sight problems.
Or we could repaint that.
Yeah. Repaint that stripe.
Who'd have thought that?
I
move the sign.
Sorry. Just random thought. Well, and that's the question I had, because I thought if the developer intended to come down that with 4-foot, would the developer eventually, I don't understand, were those homes not built by the same developer? Was that a separate builder that built those homes?
Don't know the answer to that.
May I comment?
Certainly,
yes,
would you please?
Yes,
yeah.
Good evening. I'm Damian Brunt. I'm at 5762 Danielle Drive there. I'm very familiar with the area because I used to live just 2 blocks over for 3 years, but the homes that are on the north side there around that loop that you're in question where the fence was already put in were built by Dolan Homes. The homes that are going down the west side of the fountains right there are also being built by Dolan Homes, okay? The property line up to, and you can see there's a, it looks like the house was being built there. That's all part of the fountains. The north side is not part of the fountains, okay? So my wife and I purchased the house and the Schindlers did, we questioned Dolan Homes, are they gonna do anything with the fence? And I find it interesting, and they told us, no, we're not gonna do a fence. So we went and spoke, it's part of our homeowners association with the fountains. I went over and talked to the fountains because there is a bylaw in our association that we cannot put a fence on the property, and we got a variance for that for the back due to the property or the traffic and everything like that. Everybody had no problem with it, and he stated that if you're going to put a fence up there, we would like it white and we would like it to match. There's one that's just south of Thunder Ridge there that was already installed, and it's 6 foot high, white. So when I went and took the Schindlers and I and got together and we said, yeah, we'd like to have that fence for, you know, that's a really high traffic walkway and everything. And we've already had some issues and stuff like that. So anyway, I just went and we took our permits out to put the install the fence, which I might add, it's called the front side of our home. It's not, it's the back. That's the back side of our homes. I don't know why it's called the front, but whatever. But we applied, and then all of a sudden it came back, no, we can't put the 6-foot high fence in, and the fountains agreed to it and everything. I don't know what to state on what Dolan's done down there. If you look at the fence line, it's not very true, and the fountains definitely told me that we don't want it built like that. So, you know, we're going to have it professionally done and everything. I don't know how else to state this other than we're just trying to follow everything just by the rules. And again, Dolan specifically told us they were not going to put a fence down the line of where the fountains were.
And excuse me, you said Dolan's is your builder?
That is correct.
Because there is a gap between what's being developed and where the fence is. Mm-hmm. And so whatever precedence we have, I think we'll either adhere to the current law or come back to us again. So I'm just, you know, because that land needs to be developed to the side of you, to the north of you, and eventually that 4-foot fence is going to be probably touched, because I bike a lot on that bike path, and
so you're aware of how busy it is and everything, too.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely busy. But I think that, again, the conversation is not going to stop with tonight being a 6-foot, because eventually all those other empty lots are either going to want a 6-foot or a 4-foot. So I'm pretty sure none of the lots are going to end up with no fence, is, I guess, my point, because of how busy it is. So I think that's on the table, because everyone's going to end up having a fence. Because of the traffic.
There's a definite division point between the homes being built at the fountains and then the ones that go around the loop. So I guess I'm asking you, I realize there will be somewhere along the line a fence going to butt up against the far fence. I don't know how many, you know, years down the road or this year, I have no idea. But, you know, I'm asking that to be taken into consideration, that we maintain a 6-foot fence like the fountains have asked us to match. It's all part of the fountains down that stretch.
But you're saying on the other side of Thunder, whatever it's called.
Right, Thunder Ridge, south side.
Is one lot with a 6-foot
There's fence. One lot with a 6-foot fence that's up to the walkway.
So my question to the city is, how did that happen?
I'm not recalling that one.
And that's quite older, okay? That was probably the first development of the fountains when they built the initial the big property, I guess I'll call it. So I, you know, it could have been done way back then.
But I'm sure a 4-foot.
That's not that long ago.
Yeah. No.
And I too walk up here all the time. I'm just not recalling a 6-foot fence.
Well,
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus that's already got a fence there, but what we were told to match up to.
I don't know that we have all the facts right now, because if there is a 6-foot fence, how did that pass recommendation? And I think that would be worth considering and checking out.
I think there's certainly nothing north of Thunder Ridge Road that's 6-foot.
No. I think the nice council members okayed it, if I recall. I just
the nice ones. And then you got us, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember that at all.
I don't know. I don't either.
I took pictures, but I didn't take pictures that side. I took pictures of your lot going north, and but I did not take one from across the street. So I don't know if we have enough facts right now.
Would you like to state your name? And
my name is Tina Schindler, and I'm here representing my mother, June Schindler.
Okay.
I wanted to emphasize the fact there is a 6-foot fence on the east side of the street on south of Thunder Ridge as part of the fountains, the back of those homes that are on that court. I might also mention that because of the size of the lots, one thing we're taking into consideration is how close the backyards are to that bike path. I put things on the grill, and I'm not sure they're going to be there when I come back outside. And I'm just saying that's how close they are. But I might mention, on the west side of the street, there's a regular sidewalk, and there is a bigger setback, but there are 6-foot fences across the street. And the other thing I want to emphasize is what Damien said. We are talking two different developments. So having the same fence extending from Thunder Ridge all the way out to Hopewell, I don't know whether that's an aesthetics concern. I guess that you need miles of the same fence. We're trying to coordinate with the rest of the fountains, and what we were told to in discussing it with the fountains. The homes north, yes, they were built by the same builder, but it's a different association, a different group. It's not part of the fountains. So those are just the things I wanted to emphasize. And that it is the backyard, not the
front. I'm just looking at the picture I took the other day, that's all.
Down a bit further, John.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way.
South?
Go north.
Go north.
Oh, go north. I thought you said south of Thunder Ridge.
No, it is south of Thunder Ridge.
There's
you're
the fence.
You've
got to
get
up
there's over the hill.
There's the fence that. So, and there's the what they're talking about.
Right, is there down here?
Right.
Closer.
But doesn't that look like that?
There it is. Oh,
it's
turn.
Yeah. Right there.
And that's the corner property of the court that's in the fountains.
That's right. The back corner of the court.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's the extent of the property line of the fountains, period, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Looks like it's angling away. It goes down this way.
It's going down the back side of the property there. And then
looks like it's set back. That's hard. Well, if this is 10 foot wide, it must be about 12, 15 foot off of that, perhaps. And then continues going to the east.
See, the back of my house is, it's right at 30 feet from that sidewalk.
I don't recall you ever approving that. I don't know how that happened.
No.
I mean, it's set back more and it has the landscape. Both the requirements for a 6-foot fence.
Yeah, it's hard to see here. It's angling away from Devil's Glen Road. So it's following.
But it starts.
Yep.
At a more appropriate distance from this the road, too. Or from the path.
We would not be able to do that. The tree would be in.
We don't have enough backyard.
Yeah, no, they don't have enough room to do that. But that's the problem. Not really our issue.
Guess I don't know where it took me.
Are we still discussing?
Sure. Go ahead.
I was just going to say. Otherwise, I'd make a move that we table this until we have more information. Because I'm not sure. Again, I'm looking at the picture I took the other day, and the 4-foot fence is not that far away from.
That's coming down here.
Where I'm at.
Where the properties are being constructed right now. So.
There are different properties being constructed. There are properties being constructed in the association to the north on, what is it, Deckard Drive?
Deckard Drive.
And then there are properties being built next to Brunts and Moms that are part of the Fountains Association.
Right.
I'm not certain that being part of the Fountains or being part of an adjacent development is really the question that we need to address.
Okay.
What we address is community coordination and community continuity, not necessarily where the property line is. So while we appreciate having that information, I'm not sure that that's a critical factor in what we need to decide.
There's that fence for you. You can see how it's angling away.
Yeah.
So if that's 10 feet, that almost looks like, I don't know how far it goes here. But you can see what's happening there.
It's along.
It's not really adjacent to.
It's around the back of that building.
Yes, sir.
I think something that the applicant should be made aware of is that when we only have 3 people, it takes a unanimous vote. So based on the conversation I'm hearing here, Your interests are probably better served by us tabling this for more information, because with 3 people, it does take a unanimous vote, and it doesn't really sound like this has full support at this time.
I just think we need more information. I think we need to do a little bit more digging.
I'll see if we can find a permit on that. I don't know how far back that goes, but I'll be glad to look for you.
Yeah.
That way we at least know all of the facts before we make a decision.
Sure.
You know, I'd more than invite you out to my property to take a look too. If you would like to come out, I appreciate
it. Oh, I have pictures.
We've all been there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, but we are looking at.
How'd you like it?
Yeah, I'm looking again now, I guess, but it seemed to me that the 4 foot would come all the way down, but I see where he's coming from anyway.
Yeah, so I think let's get more information.
Well, that's it.
I have a question along those lines.
Sure.
I would just, for planning purposes, like to know when is the next meeting? Do you plan, will there be more people here? What are we looking at? Because in the meantime, we have no fence at all in the back, and that is a concern for us.
How I don't even know how, because that was a new street that I didn't know was there. How old are
Well, my mom's been in her home since the middle of February.
So just
they're,
February?
They're new.
You guys just moved in?
The second Thursday in August is on the 7th.
I won't be here.
Our next regular meeting is the 7th, and it's hard for us to promise to you that we won't have people missing from that meeting as well. So because we don't know. I didn't know when we showed up here tonight that we would have three people.
8th, I think, actually. But
it's August 8th.
8th.
Okay.
Either way, just
right,
no,
eighth.
I will not be here. So that's
okay,
one
so
for
we'll
sure.
Down to 4.
Yeah.
If maximum. Yeah, so we already know that we might be short.
Is there any way you can have a special discussion or anything like that? We got a fence guy, we want to get a down payment or sitting on hold. Is there any way to do a special discussion and see if, possibly we could get okay for this?
Is it in our bylaws to do an electronic vote?
No.
Staff can. Security and safety, and I can't.
I think it would be in your best interest for us to get more information.
Yeah.
It's just that's my recommendation to you. I understand my mom lived at the Fountains for a while also. I understand the development, and I know how busy Devil's Glen is. But I really think that for us to make an educated decision, it would be in your best interest to table it so that we can do more due diligence. I mean, I know you've been in there since February, but, without knowing the other two's schedule, we already know one's gone. I know I'll be here. We always try to make sure we have enough to vote, but I wouldn't be able to vote without more information. So.
Yeah, and very honestly, I would be a no based on the information we have now.
Well, and that's just it. That's why I'd like to have more information.
Okay.
If you guys, that's fine. I mean, if that's okay with you. We'll defer until the next meeting and see if there's a different feeling.
Yeah, well, based on additional information.
Yeah.
We want to find out what happened down there at the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's the same thing, however.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to table this, or actually, do we actually table them? Is that what we do here?
We defer
them, I think, because
defer
we can't take it off the table.
August meeting.
Yeah, accept the motion to defer.
So moved.
Okay.
Did I make the motion, or am I seconding it now?
Either way.
I don't care.
Whatever she wrote down.
Okay, whatever you wrote down, one of us.
Roll call.
Hawk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Tomberg.
Yes.
All right, so we'll revisit this at the next meeting. Okay, I think that's all we have for tonight.
I believe you're deferring both.
Yeah,
cases.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Both C and D, because they're basically the same.
Nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you.
I declare the meeting is closed. Thank you all for coming.